Hi, this is Mitch Siegel from the Waukegan Public Library.
Oh, hello, Mitch. You are on the air. You are on the air with Ann Babiarz, the transition magician, and her catabolic co-host, Christopher Zeman.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Christopher. Hey, Ann. How are you today?
We're great. Welcome to the show. We're glad we were able to finally connect.
Yeah, I know. It was a little tricky at first, but if you persevere, it happens.
There you go. Well, we've got 15 minutes to talk about what is happening at the Waukegan Public Library, and we are excited. I think this is your first appearance on Life Outside the Box. Am I correct?
Well, it's the second. I called in last fall, I believe. Yeah, it's been about 6 or 8 months.
Well, we need to have you on more than that, Mitch.
I know.
Chris, in my memory, doesn't reach back that far.
Mitch, I have the 10-minute memory.
Yes.
So we
apologize. I can relate to that.
We apologize for that.
No problem.
So what exciting things are going on out there in Waukegan?
Well, there are several exciting things. One of the biggest thing that's happening is we're having this major construction and remodeling on the main floor. And what used to be a brick wall is going to become a 100-foot window wall, like a retail storefront.
Oh, wow.
Right at our courtyard level. So as you go into the courtyard, you'll have an entire wall of windows to look into the library. We have a new lighting design, and we're very excited about that. And we're even more excited because we had gotten a grant in order to accomplish this and several other major construction things with a new HVAC system coming up in a couple of months and all these things through grants.
Oh, so excellent.
That always helps.
Oh, absolutely. So when will the construction be done?
It will be done right around the end of May, which we wanted to get it done before our first courtyard concert. And every week we have free concerts in our courtyard at the library. And the first one for the summer season is June 3rd.
Oh, wow, that's coming up quick.
Yes.
Are you sure we're going to have summer here in Chicago?
No, I'm not. Not at all. Not at all. I'm hoping that at least on Friday, June 3rd, it will be sunny and pretend to be summer.
Yes, that would be really great.
Yes, and then we're going to have one every Friday through August 26th, a new musical act for an hour from 12 to 1. And a great jazz musician, Harrison Bankhead, is going to open the season on June 3rd. So we'd like to invite everyone to come out, see our new window wall and all the new things on the construction side, but also hear some great music, too.
Oh, awesome. Now, do people need to pre-reserve a place or?
No, it's free. Just open. Just come. There are seats that we set up in the courtyard, but there's also a garden and sidewalks around for other seating or standing room, when it fills up. So hopefully it'll be a lovely day. There's also, we have a really great food vendor coming out that will have snacks available to purchase if anyone wants that.
Excellent. Excellent. This, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event, and doing this every week, I think, is really, that's fantastic for people.
Yeah, it is. And, it just really helps, bring some activity to downtown Waukegan in the during the summer. And, for the last several years that we've had it, it's just, it's been so well received by our community. And, now everyone, that has experienced it, starts to look forward to it. And they can't wait till the series starts again. Well, it's just around the corner.
And I think that's a great thing for people to look forward to, especially in these current economic times, you know, when people are looking for things to do that don't cost a whole lot.
This costs nothing.
And they like that.
So it is the right price point.
There you go. So what else is going on? Not that that's not enough, Mitch, but what else is going on that's exciting that you want to tell the listeners?
Well, there's a great series of based on the Harry Potter books. We've done two or three already, and there's three more to go. And we take the Bradbury Room in the lower level and convert it to a Harry Potter castle realm. And there's all the characters are there. We have staff, you know, dressed up as characters. Stories are read, games are played. It's for you know, parents and children. It's really a family event. And everyone has a, in fact, I think the staff probably has more fun than the folks that come. You know, it's one of those kind of events that everyone is into. And we have so many Harry Potter aficionados here that, you know, they are so into the roles that they play during this program. And the next one coming up is May 21st on a Saturday.
Oh, wow, that's coming up quick.
Yep, from 1 to 3. And then there's one in June and one in July also. And I'm not quite sure of those dates, but, you know, they're approximately a month apart. You can certainly check on the library website for those dates after May. But, yeah, there's one coming up in a few weeks. And, you know, they've all had a great response. All the kids and the parents that come just have a wonderful time.
Excellent. And, you know, when you think about Harry Potter, think about all the what that has given to the world. How many excited kids every time the new Harry Potter was released and all of that. And this is just great that you guys are participating in that.
Yeah, you know, it's been a great vehicle to get kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
And to get them into the library to start checking out the Harry Potter books, and then they discover other things. So, you know, anything in the book world that becomes that kind of popular phenomenon, you know, is wonderful as far as, you know, getting more kids interested in reading and, getting to the library for the first time maybe for a Harry Potter thing. So, we can only thank Ms. Rawlings for that.
Well, excellent. And we can thank you guys for bringing more to the public based on that.
Well, thank you very much. And, yeah, you know, that's what we love to do here is find things that our community wants and provide it in the children's department and the adult program department. And the last thing I wanted to tell you about ties right into that. We are starting an ebook program in July. And for the first time, I know other libraries in the area have done this, and we have just gotten an incredible response, an incredible number of requests over the last year to provide ebooks for our patrons that have the e-readers. So that program will be starting around July 1st.
Now, is this for all the e-readers, the Kindle, the iBook, all of that, or how is that working for you guys?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know, but the Kindle was not part of the general program for libraries originally, but they are starting to work out a contract with our provider. So we're hoping it'll be in place by July. If not, it'll be every e-reader except Kindle, with Kindle coming on board shortly after.
Oh, excellent. And, you know, that's interesting because, you know, when you look at the way the technology has progressed over these past years. And, you know, I was looking around my basement at all the books that I have. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that and you say, you know what, I could have every one of those books in a space that's less than, you know, that's the size of a Kindle.
Right.
And think of all the space saving. And it's great that the libraries are offering this because, you know, people can read books and then they expire after a certain amount of time, right? That's how it works.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Through the magic of software, they disappear from your e-reader after we'll have a 2-week option and a 3-week option, you know, that patrons can choose.
Excellent. That's great. So that's opening that door. So you guys are really making a lot of changes over there.
We are indeed. You know, it keeps it interesting for us, and, you know, we keep getting great feedback from our community, and, you know, are always trying to find, you know, to provide what the community wants, to, you know, be relevant for this particular community that we're in and provide, you know, what the folks want. And most of, you know, we're lucky that we get the feedback, create the programs, and then the community responds. So we're very fortunate to have a great active patron base here in Waukegan that really uses the library and wants us to do more things for them. So that's great.
Well, and also, just real quick, do you have the Friends of the Library at the Waukegan Library?
I'm sorry, the what?
The Friends of the Library, where they collect the donated books and then they sell them?
Yes, we do. And beginning again this month, we've just, as part of the remodel of the first floor, the main floor, we've created this very nice area for the Friends of the Library to set up their bookstore. So, yeah, we are accepting donations beginning again this month. We had a stop for a few months during construction, but we're starting again now.
Well, it's a good thing that Chris is not in your town, because when he donates books, he tries to donate them everywhere but the library.
Oh.
Because he can't find the library.
I see. Is that the flea market donation central there?
No, I went to donate some books to the Round Lake Library and carted 3 or 4 heavy boxes of books right into the Park District building. I had to bring them all back to my car again and then go next building over.
Oh, my. If you're in the neighborhood, you can drop by some boxes here.
Okay.
So, Chris, keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mitch, is there anything else you want to let the listeners know today?
No, that's it. I appreciate you allowing me to call in and chat about what we're doing here. Thank you both very much.
Well, thank you for your persistence, and we're sorry about that earlier connection problem.
No problem.
Next time, it won't happen.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful few weeks, because you're going to be on long before 6 to 8 months this time.
Yes, I know. I have the schedule right here in front of me.
Excellent.
I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thank you, Mitch.
Hey,
see you, Mitch.
Bye, Ann. Bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye.